Here with Sarah Beatty, myself, Karen, and we are continuing our conversation on how to cultivate a Catholic family. We highlighted who we thought Christ is, and now we're going into the concept of the church with analogy to the garden, because this is, we're cultivating a garden of graces.
Karen and I, you know, we get the pleasure of having off-camera conversations, which may lead from, you know, hither and yon. But she was just reminding me, you know, back when we started, you know, because we're not entirely finished products yet, but we're half-baked.
true.
Back when we started, though, you know, and we had our hands in the dirt, you know, to keep ourselves hopeful. The only way that you can know what to plant or what to look for in a garden is by other people's that have already been done. And Karen reminded me of a beautiful friend that she had, who was someone that really was pivotal in helping Karen and through Karen me, because I did have the great pleasure of knowing this lovely woman too. But while we were still digging in the mud, you know, the only way that you can really know what you want your garden to look like is, you know, you find out where your interests are. Are you interested in a French style garden, or are you interested in a British garden that's kind of wild and loosely planted? Or do you want rigid rows and beauty and order and color and design? And so you search those out. You look and you try and study where those gardens are, and you find out where the flowers were planted and how, you know, how they're grown, what kind of soil you need. And the same thing is true among our friendships. You know, we have to look to those families that have already bloomed. We need to find in them the wisdom that is there. You know, what did you put into the soil? What kind of water were you drinking? You know, kind of thing. It's really important, because without that, you know, we all are working with a bit without a roadmap. So we really need to rely on one another to help us to, you know, God doesn't make us journey alone. There are always pilgrims on the road that we get to interact with. So.
Yes. And so that's right. Sarah and I do have a bit of conversation off camera, and then we have great ideas, and then we kind of roll into it. And that's right. We have to have best practices, those people in our lives. And that presupposes that we have in our mind what that looks like. In this woman's this particular case, it wasn't so much the fact that she and her husband had been married a very long time. That wasn't the thing that struck my mind. It was the fact that all 8 of her children were in the church. They were all practicing, and respect to the different vocations. Some had been called to the priesthood, others to married life, and some to single. But regardless of the vocation choice, all of the children were faithful, practicing Catholics. And that I found very attractive. So that backs into the presupposition on my part and on Sarah's part, is the answer to, after, who do we say that Christ is personally? Not just a head knowledge, but who in our heart of hearts, that ties directly then to who do we say the church is.
Right.
Because that's what the measure was behind looking at those individuals I were going to pattern after in my life and say, oh, I like that. Well, I like that in relationship to what? In relationship to the faithfulness to the church, in the transmission of the church. So it becomes very important. Who do you say the church is? Is a church just, you know, just sort of random people? You just can kind of pick and choose, and, you know, it's, or is it really the mystical body of Christ? Or do we worship in any which way we want to? Or is it directed by him, through him, for him, right? Our prepositions in the faith. Right. So the answer to, who does Karen say Christ is, and who does Karen say the church is, then directs me to like a friendship like with Sarah or this other lady or the various ones that God has been so gracious through the years to do. But I had to have that mind in my head as the measure. Like Sarah was saying, you know, we have that certain garden in our head, and then that prior thought is then what we're going to go out and go pick those components to try and build this thing that's in our mind.
Yeah, I think all I could think of while you were saying that is just that I think it's from Proverbs where it says, you know, he who has found a good friend has found a treasure. And you know, there's so much even to be unpacked in that concept of a treasure. You know, there's the heart aspect of the treasure, the things that touch our heart, but also there's just the simple reality of the fact that there are costs that are inherent in building this garden. And we need to make sure that, you know, even our Lord at the moment when St. Joseph had to take him off to Egypt, he made sure that there was a sufficient amount of resources for him in the gifts that were given to them by the kings to make sure that he was going to be able to provide for them while they were away and on the road. And so for our sake, we need to make sure that we do have those resources. And obviously these are not going to be monetary resources in regards to how we're going to build that. Those are tangibles that need to be met in some manner. But in this aspect, the treasure that we need to be finding are our good friends, our holy souls, our people who have committed to working in the garden and tilling the ground. And we need to learn from them, frankly, and really become a community of believers. It's very essential for us. You know, it's hard to garden alone and really plant something big. You can have a small plot, but if you want a large garden, which, you know, we hope to have the whole world be our garden, right? I mean, that's the goal of the Christian life, is to transform the world into another, into, you know, our best image of Eden that we can.
Mm-hmm. So that's right. Just this weekend, we're here in Texas, and I think the weather's like 67, something like that. You know, getting those tomato plants down here in February.
Not here in Ohio.
And, you know, Ted and I are working on this garden thing together, and he pulls out the big parts and he does the heavy lifting and that sort of thing. I go out and I have determined what I think it's going to go in there. He'll say, where do you want them? And I'll show him where I want. Collaborative.
Very much so. Yeah.
You know, it takes all of us kind of a thing to put this idea of a Catholic culture, because right, it's not just a Catholic Karen or a Catholic Sarah, where right, we're talking about Catholic community.
Right, very much so.
Okay. All right, friends. Till the next time. Fides Adratio.